From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The U.S. Supreme Court has put a temporary halt to refugee admissions until an appeals court rules on the matter. In a ruling Wednesday, the nation's highest court upheld a request from the Trump administration to bar refugees as part of his travel order limiting travelers from six majority Muslim countries. But the government win is both partial and temporary. The justices also upheld last week's lower court ruling that expanded the list of relationships that can be considered bona fide to include grandparents. Travelers from Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen can continue to be admitted if they can show they have bona fide relationships in the United States. President Trump told Republican senators they should not begin their August recess until a new health care bill has been crafted to dismantle the country's health care law championed by then-President Barack Obama.
We're in this room today to deliver on our promise to the American people to repeal Obamacare and to ensure that they have the health care that they need. We have no choice. We have to repeal and replace Obamacare.
Trump emphatically told the Republican majority in the Senate that it needs to keep its seven-year promise to voters to repeal and replace the country's health care law. All but three Senate Republicans attended a lunch at the White House. Among 49 Republican senators were there Wednesday to talk about health care. The president said, "We should not leave town unless we have a health insurance plan." This is VOA News. Russia says it reserves the right to retaliate in an ongoing dispute with the United States over the seizure of two Russian compounds last December by the Obama administration. Before leaving office, then-President Obama also expelled 35 Russian diplomats, accusing them of spying and saying the actions were to punish Russia for interfering in the 2016 presidential election. Now, Russia says its patience is running out, and it wants the Trump administration to return the compounds. VOA diplomatic correspondent Sidney Sain has the story from the State Department.
Russia says they are dachas, used strictly for recreational purposes. U.S. intelligence agencies say they were used for surveillance until they were seized. Pressed by reporters, spokeswoman Heather Nauert refused to comment on the status of negotiations or say whether Secretary of State Rex Tillerson favors giving the compounds back to Russia under certain conditions.
The priority here is to get the United States and Russia to a place where they can have a good, decent, solid relationship so we can work together on areas of mutual cooperation.
Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov met Monday at the State Department with U.S. Under Secretary of State Thomas Shannon. Asked if Russia is close to getting its compounds back, Ryabkov replied, "Almost." Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
The U.S. and China, the world's two biggest economies, opened trade talks Wednesday, with the United States demanding a, quote, more fair, equitable, and reciprocal relationship to cut into last year's $309 billion trade deficit with China. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said Wednesday his country will stand firm against the United States and respond to any new sanctions the U.S. imposes on the Islamic Republic. He said, without elaborating, "We will stand up to the United States. The great nation of Iran will have an appropriate answer." His remarks were made during a televised cabinet meeting. They came one day after the United States imposed new sanctions on 18 individual Iranians and groups that it accuses of backing Tehran's ballistic missile program. Rouhani is a political moderate who's been increasingly outspoken about the United States and its ties with about Iran's ties with Washington. You can find more on these and other stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.